Welcome to this podcast with me, Steve Griffiths. Today I want to ask a really simple question. Do you really trust God in all things? It's easy to say, of course, without really thinking about it. But when we think a bit deeper, we might discover that actually it is really hard to trust God in all things. To think about this, I want to explore Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 to 10, the story of the baby Moses being hidden in the Nile. Because this is really a story about trust. Trusting God, even when the circumstances of life are hard. So let's look at this story together. The man and the woman are not named in verse 1, but we know from Exodus 6 and Numbers 26 that they were called Amram and Jochebed. They had a daughter named Miriam, and then a second child called Aaron, and then their third child was born, Moses. But as so often in life, beauty and ugliness go hand in hand. Grey clouds coexist with sunlight. Joy and desolation are constant companions. And the joy of new birth for Amram and Jochebed is marred by the devastating cruelty of the Pharaoh. The Israelites had grown numerically strong in Egypt, and in chapter 1, verse 22, he had issued a terrifying edict. Every boy that is born to the Hebrews you shall throw into the Nile, but you shall let every girl live. But Jochebed did not throw the baby into the Nile. Instead, she hid him, and who could blame her? But I think there's something deeper going on here than just a mother's love. We're told in Hebrews 11 that the parents hid Moses as an act of faith. Could it be that they recognised something of the destiny of this baby? That they knew he was destined for great things under the guiding hand of God? He was their beautiful child, but he was a man of destiny. And the mother's courage and compassion and complete trust in God would help to form a destiny that would quite literally shake the world. But as we read in verse 3, Moses couldn't be hidden for long, so Jochebed got a papyrus basket, put the child in it and hid it in the reeds of the Nile. Now this is a really important verse, and there's two things I want to say about this, all of which relate to trusting God in all things. And the first is this, that Jochebed realised the limitations of the care she could offer and needed to let her child go. But here was a woman who we know was acting in faith, so she wasn't abandoning her child to the whims of life in the mere hope that Moses would survive. No, this was an immense act of faith and trust in God on her part. She'd recognised her child as a child of destiny, and whilst it must have torn her heart out to leave him in the reeds, she did so knowing that God would watch over her precious child. What faith that took on her part. The Nile is no gently flowing stream. It's a dangerous and fast-running river, infested with crocodiles, and the dangers of the river currents are ever-present. And as those of us with older children will know, it can be a really traumatic experience to let our children go and make their way in the world. Perhaps we spent 20 years nurturing, caring, providing, watching over them, and then the day comes when they walk out the front door with a rucksack on their back, a smile on their face and a few quid in their pocket, and we need to let them go and face the crocodiles and the currents. We're not abandoning them, we're letting them go, fully trusting that their God will watch over them and keep them safe. It really hurts to let go, but that is part of parenting. That is part of a mother and father's love and faith. And this is an example of what it means to trust God in all things. But secondly, this papyrus basket is really important because the Hebrew word used to describe it, tebach, is only used twice in the Old Testament. One time is here in Exodus 2, and the other occasion is that it is the word used to describe Noah's Ark in Genesis. Just as the Ark would carry the people of God and the animals through the tides and currents of life, and bring deliverance and the beginning of a new destiny for the world, so Moses' basket would carry him through the tides and currents, protecting him from the crocodiles, so that he could grow into maturity and fulfill his destiny as a deliverer. The tebach of God, whether an ark or basket, protects the children so that they will grow into their destiny. Mothers and all parents must have the courage and the faith to place their children in the tebach of God, the loving care and protection of God, so that they can fulfil their destiny. It demands great courage and faith. I'm sure the ark looked frail and vulnerable as the storms lashed around it, and certainly the basket would have looked frail and vulnerable too. But in faith, we believe that they will be secure under the protection of God. And so the story progresses, and the baby is taken by the Pharaoh's daughter, another brave act in the light of her father's edict. But Miriam, Moses' sister, had been watching what was happening from the riverbank, and she offers to get a Hebrew woman to nurse the child. Wouldn't this have been a brave act too? And here's the beautiful postscript of the story. Jochebed, who had felt the pain of handing her child over to God as an act of faith, eventually got her child back again. Such was the faithfulness of God to her, for her faithfulness to God. When we trust God with all things in life, he will honour that act of faith and bless us for the trust we put in him. Do you really trust God in all things? It can be such a hard thing to do. It is the work of a lifetime to learn our complete dependence on God. But God has never let us down in the past, and he's not going to let us down now or in the future. So even when the circumstances of life are tough, even when you cannot see where things are heading for you, even when you're losing hope for the future, trust God in all things. As this beautiful story reminds us, we can place even our most precious and vulnerable things into the loving care of God, and he will protect them and us. God is good, kind, and loving, and we can trust him in all things. So I hope that you found this a useful podcast. My prayer for you this week is that you will be able to trust God in all things, and that you will know his protection over you and his power in your life. So thanks for being with me, and I look forward to being with you again soon. Bye-bye.